Tito in 3, 2, 1. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. Well, Tito, in the second inning, what were you thinking yesterday after the first three batters are on base against Trevor and he hasn't thrown a strike?
You know, Hammy, I don't think I'm exaggerating when I said, if I said I thought the chances were real slim, that seven innings later we'd be patting him on the back saying, hey, way to go. I mean, that was an interesting way to get there. I tell you what, though, and it's been, you know, Trevor's had three or four starts this last month. We haven't been real good, and we've been all through that. But for him to get through that inning, first of all, without a crooked number, that was one. Then to reel it in, and because what also happens is, you know, you start getting your relievers up. And if you keep getting them up every inning, at some point, even though your pitcher might be okay, you kind of feel the need to go to your bullpen or you're going to completely ruin your bullpen. Well, Trevor reeled it in so well that we never got anybody up until the sixth inning. So we didn't wear the bullpen out, and you don't want to penalize a guy for having a bad inning. I thought it was tremendous, and I thought it was a big game for him because if he comes out of that game in the second inning, oh, my goodness, you know, we got a lot of questions to answer, and he reeled it in, and now everybody feels pretty good.
Boy, Tito, it reminded me of our season 2 years ago against Chris Sale because you wonder sometimes how anybody even gets a foul ball off this guy. And 2 years ago, you beat him up because you would bring guys like Gomer, Aviles, Rayburn off your bench, and by golly, those two guys, Rayburn and Aviles, were at it again.
You know, we talked about it before the game. We were by no means mailing that game in, but I also think there was a few factors. One was it was a day game, and rarely do you travel then play a day game. And Kipnis and Brantley, man, they've been getting after it so much. And so to give them a morning where they can wake up knowing they don't have to get ready for that 1 o'clock game, you send in every right-hander you have, and you got to believe it's going to be hard to string a bunch of hits together. Mikey hits a home run. Rayburn hits two. And then, which I thought was really cool, was Brantley and Kipnis were ready the entire game. And that's part of the reason why we had Brantley pinch hit, and then we ran for him. Now, if they'd have tied that game, I'd have probably been mad at myself. But I thought it was important to give the guys that needed a day off. You know, Brant goes out there and he has to hustle to get loose and maybe he has to make a play in left field. That's not really a day off. So this, he ends up getting a hit off of a tough lefty. We pinch run for him. And I guess that's my way of just saying thank you because those guys, it's not like that everywhere.
Well, you are giving Francisco Lindor a day off. We haven't seen that yet. This kid has been really impressive.
Yeah, and you know what, him? He was a little bit sick yesterday. He was under the weather, and he fought through it. A couple times I looked at him and I said, hey, if it gets to the point, you know, where you can't handle it, let me know. But he fought through it, which showed a lot of us something there. But I think it's a good day to let him catch his breath. I mean, this kid has played every inning of every game, and most likely he'll be available later. But I think it's good to give him a little bit of a blow. And Aviles, again, Mikey played a real good game yesterday defensively. He hit a home run. Mikey will be just fine at shortstop.
How about Carlos Carrasco? What can you expect tonight since he is now coming off a couple of weeks here where he hasn't pitched?
Yeah, the one thing we'll certainly monitor the weather because if there's stoppages, that has to go into the equation, probably more than a normal guy. But, you know, talking to Mickey, I think 75-ish, you know, again, that can be tweaked a little bit depending on the intensity of the innings, things like that. But the good news is, I mean, Carlos is fine, and we knew he was going to be fine. We just needed to give him a little bit of a break. That happens sometimes. But his bullpens have been outstanding.
And your bullpen here for quite some time now has been very reminiscent of what we saw the last 2 years.
You know, Brian Shaw, we talk about Cody all the time for good reason. But Brian Shaw, you know, early in the season, he was having his struggles, and we were trying to kind of help him. We'd let him face a few right-handers. And along the way, I think he got mad and was like, okay, I'll show you. He's getting everybody out. I mean, lefties are doing no damage against him. And that was some of the concern maybe a couple years ago. And this kid is just, you know, as the season goes, he gets stronger. And it's happened every year, and he just continues to do it.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and White Sox on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. and the Manager's Minute for Wednesday. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton on the Manager's Minute, brought to you by DraftKings.com. We leave Chicago for the final time this season, but every time we come here, I think of you managing their AA team in Birmingham, and obviously it was a big-time learning ground for you. And then you had a Michael Jordan. I mean, that's an amazing thing when you think of all of that going into where you are today.
You know, Hemi, it's amazing how you're in either the right place at the right time or the wrong place at the wrong time, but you wake up one morning and your whole world changes. And I was really fortunate. I mean, first of all, to be in the White Sox organization and the player development was really good under Buddy Bell and Jerry Reinsdorf, so many good people that, you know, I learned so much about pitching and all kind of things. And then to have Michael that one year, just you talk about a learning experience. I mean, you're dealing with more media, everything. And I couldn't have asked for a better learning experience in a AA setting than being around Michael.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.